This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Jurors in Brunswick, Georgia, deciding the fate of three white men accused of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, a young black man, deliberated for about 6 hours on Tuesday without reaching a verdict. The judge said they would begin again Wednesday morning. The trial is once again forcing the United States to reckon with an incident of deadly force being wielded against a member of a minority. Earlier Tuesday, closing arguments ended in the high-profile trial of the three men who were accused of chasing Arbery down and killing him while he was out jogging in February 2020. The defendants have pleaded not guilty, contending they suspected Arbery of burglarizing homes in their predominantly white neighborhood. In addition to murder and aggravated assault, the three Georgia men are charged with attempted kidnapping and a federal hate crime for allegedly racially profiling Arbery. If convicted, all three men face life in prison. The U.S. government has notified Congress that it will remove the official terror group designation from former rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. This according to a congressional source who spoke to AFP on Tuesday. The decision comes on the eve of the fifth anniversary of the peace pact between the Colombian government and FARC, which led to their being disarmed and dissolved after decades of fighting. Without confirming the specifics, spokesman Ned Price said the State Department has notified Congress of upcoming actions related to FARC. The United States officially designated FARC as a foreign terrorist organization in 1997. They signed a peace deal with the Colombian government in 2016. From Washington, this is VOA News. At least 19 people, including 9 security force members, have been killed during an attack by suspected extremists in Burkina Faso. This according to the government press agency on Tuesday. The attack Sunday in the center-north region also injured a staff member from the aid group Doctors Without Borders and burned down a healthcare center, according to the organization. The attack is the latest in escalating violence linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State across Burkina Faso that's killed thousands and displaced more than 1.4 million people. Frustration is mounting at the government's inability to stem the violence, with protests planned for November 27th to demand President Roch Marc Christian Kabore's resignation. A jury has awarded millions of dollars in damages against white nationalist leaders for violence that erupted during the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, in which one person died. After a nearly month-long civil trial, a jury and U.S. District Court in Charlottesville on Tuesday was deadlocked on two key claims, but found the white nationalists liable on 4 other counts. The jury awarded slightly more than $25 million to 9 people who suffered physical or emotional injuries during 2 days of demonstrations. A top U.S. diplomat said Tuesday he was worried that military developments in Ethiopia were getting in the way of efforts to stop the escalation of the country's year-long conflict. On returning from a trip to Ethiopia, U.S. Special Envoy Jeffrey Feltman told reporters that he and other diplomats were trying to achieve a de-escalation and ceasefire between the Ethiopian federal government and forces led by the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front. TPLF says its fighters are defense forces. The federal government says TPLF is a designated terrorist group. Feltman said the talks had made progress, but acknowledged that both sides remain poised for more clashes. And the UN Special Envoy for Libya has quit just a month before crucial presidential elections in the war-torn nation without giving Security Council members a reason. This according to a spokesman for the world body on Tuesday. Stefan Dujarric told reporters no date has been set for the departure of Jan Kubisch and that Kubisch is expected Wednesday to deliver his monthly update on the situation in Libya as scheduled. When asked for the reason for Kubisch's sudden departure less than a year into his tenure, Dujarric replied, "You'll have to ask him." Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.